Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Little Book of Aliens by astrophysicist Adam Frank is a compact, science-driven guide to one of humanity's biggest questions: are we alone in the universe? Rather than leaning on sensational claims or conspiracy narratives, the book approaches aliens as a research problem that sits at the intersection of astronomy, planetary science, biology, and the history of ideas. Frank frames the search for life as a natural extension of what modern science already does: well measure, infer, and test hypotheses with imperfect information. Along the way, he connects recent progress in exoplanet discovery, atmospheric analysis, and astrobiology to the public fascination with UFOs, showing where the evidence is strong, where it is suggestive, and where it is simply absent. The result is an accessible overview that helps readers separate what is scientifically plausible from what is merely popular, while also highlighting how the alien question reshapes our understanding of Earth, life, and our future. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing the alien question as a scientific investigation. A central contribution of the book is its insistence that aliens are not primarily a matter of belief but of method. Frank treats the topic as a set of testable questions that can be approached with the same tools used across astrophysics and Earth science: statistical reasoning, instrument design, and careful interpretation of data. Instead of asking only whether aliens exist, the discussion broadens to what kind of evidence would count, how uncertainty should be handled, and how scientists avoid fooling themselves when the stakes are high and the data are limited. This framing helps readers understand why the absence of a clear detection does not automatically mean absence of life, and why dramatic claims require equally robust verification. The book also clarifies how scientific progress often happens through incremental constraints, narrowing the range of possibilities long before a definitive answer is possible. By emphasizing falsifiability, reproducibility, and the difference between intriguing signals and confirmed findings, Frank equips readers with a practical lens for evaluating headlines and viral stories about alien life. Secondly, exoplanets and the new cosmic context for life. The modern search for life depends on a changed view of the universe. Planets are common. The book highlights how exoplanet discoveries transform the alien debate from speculation into a numbers game grounded in observation. With thousands of confirmed worlds and many more candidates, astronomers can begin mapping the diversity of planetary systems and estimating how often potentially habitable environments might arise. Frank uses this revolution to explain key concepts such as habitable zones, planet size and composition, stellar activity, and the many ways a world can be hostile even if it sits at the right distance from its star. He also underscores that habitability is not a single switch, but a layered set of conditions involving geology, chemistry, atmosphere, and time. This topic connects big-picture cosmic evolution to practical detection strategies, showing why certain types of stars and planets are prioritized for follow-up observations. By placing Earth in a broader statistical landscape, the book encourages readers to see life as a possible outcome of planetary history, while remaining cautious about assuming that Earth-like automatically means life-bearing. Thirdly, biosignatures, technosignatures, and the problem of interpreting signals. Finding life at interstellar distances hinges on interpreting indirect evidence. Frank explores how scientists think about biosignatures, chemical patterns in a planet's atmosphere or surface that could indicate biology, as well as technosignatures, traces of technology such as radio emissions or industrial pollutants. A major theme is that detection is not just about building powerful telescopes, it is also about avoiding false positives and understanding context. All for biosignatures, the same molecule can arise from non-biological processes depending on planetary chemistry, ultraviolet radiation, volcanic activity, and ocean atmosphere interactions. For technosignatures, the challenge is separating genuine engineered signals from natural astrophysical sources, terrestrial interference, or ambiguous anomalies. The book emphasizes that robust claims require converging lines of evidence, careful modeling, and repeat observations. This topic helps readers appreciate why exciting candidate signals often lead to years of debate and additional measurements rather than instant conclusions. It also shows how progress in atmospheric characterization and data analysis is steadily improving the ability to discriminate between mundane explanations and genuinely compelling indicators of life or intelligence. Fourthly, UFOs, UAP, and the difference between cultural narratives and evidence. Public interest in aliens is often driven by reports of unusual aerial phenomena. The book addresses this cultural landscape by separating the emotional pull of UFO stories from the standards required for scientific inference. Frank approaches UAP as a category of observations that may include misidentifications, sensor artifacts, human activity, rare atmospheric effects, or genuinely unexplained cases. without leaping to extraterrestrial conclusions. This section is valuable because it models intellectual discipline acknowledging uncertainty while resisting the temptation to fill gaps with dramatic explanations. It also highlights how data quality matters, including chain of custody, sensor calibration, contextual information, and independent verification. Readers are guided to see how extraordinary hypotheses must compete against more ordinary ones, and how the burden of proof rises with the strangeness of the claim. By treating UAP as an opportunity to discuss epistemology, how we know what we know, Frank helps readers navigate a noisy media environment. The broader point is that fascination can coexist with rigor, but only if claims are evaluated using transparent criteria rather than anecdotes or authority. Lastly, civilizations, timescales, and what alien life would mean for humanity, beyond detection methods. The book explores what it would mean to discover life, especially intelligent life, in terms of civilization, evolution, and the future of Earth. In the future of Frank connects the alien question to the concept of planetary history. Life shapes planets, and advanced societies may become geophysical forces that alter climate, chemistry, and energy flows. This perspective ties astrobiology to concerns about sustainability and the long-term trajectory of technological civilizations. It also highlights the role of timescales. Civilizations may be rare, short-lived, or separated by immense distances and epochs, complicating any expectation of contact. By emphasizing how little we know about the typical lifespan and behavior of technological species, the book encourages humility and a wider view of intelligence as an evolutionary outcome rather than a guaranteed endpoint. This topic invites readers to think about Earth as one data point in a potentially vast sample, and to consider how the search for aliens can sharpen our understanding of our own risks, responsibilities, and possibilities in the cosmos. In conclusion, this book is well suited for readers who are curious about aliens but want a grounded, science-first guide rather than speculation. It will also appeal to students, science enthusiasts, and anyone trying to make sense of headlines about exoplanets, life detection, or UAP without getting pulled into polarized debates. The practical benefit is a clearer way of thinking. You learn how scientists turn big questions into research programs, how evidence is graded, and why ambiguity is not a failure but a normal part of discovery. That mindset transfers to daily life by improving critical thinking, helping you weigh extraordinary claims, and making you more comfortable with uncertainty while still demanding rigor. Compared with many popular books on the subject, Frank's approach stands out for combining accessible explanations with a disciplined separation of what we know, what we can test, and what remains open. It is worth buying because it offers a modern snapshot of the field, anchored in current scientific methods and the exoplanet revolution, while also engaging seriously with the cultural fascination surrounding UFOs. You finish with both wonder and a reliable framework for judgment. If you would like to support Adam Frank, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.